My Bridge Radio, that's Overcome by Jeremy Camp. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me this morning. Merrily Bradley is joining us on the Morning Conversation today. We look so much forward to every month when Merrily is able to be with us, just kind of sharing what God has been laying on her heart. Merrily, looking forward to hearing from you again today.
Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Okay, so Merrily, you had a specific request for our conversation today, and it is balance,
Specifically
during the season of life that you're in, as well as many others in the MyBridge Radio family. So before we kind of get the specifics in there, let's talk about this season of life that you're in right now, just so all who are listening can relate and understand that you relate. So talk about the dynamics and the different aspects of life that you're juggling right now.
Yes, we have four kids that belong to us. We have one foster baby we get to love, and I am pregnant, and I get to stay at home with these kids. And we are also very involved in our church and have extended family in town and just feel busy, busy. And as we were talking about, you know, what topics appeal to women.
Hold on now. And you're also very committed to foster care, and so you invest in that way.
Yes.
And you do things with MyBridge Radio. And so, yeah, I mean, you have a very full and active life.
Yeah. I mean, the priorities are these great kids. But, yeah, the reality is also that we've got a community of friends, and I do writing, and we do MyBridge stuff. And, yeah, we're very involved.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. We forgot one. You are married also. Let's not forget that one.
Right. There's a lot going on. You're right.
Yeah. And so we want to talk about that a little bit because you're hearing that not only you, but it's a big deal out there of this whole concept of balance.
Yes. I just was thinking about, in talking about balance, thinking about the mom right now who's got the radio on while she's making breakfast for everybody. And already, like by 7 a.m., she feels like a failure. Because she couldn't get everybody's needs met. She couldn't make the breakfast that everybody wanted. She couldn't have her quiet time the way she wanted because somebody woke up early and needed a diaper change. And just the exhaustion that comes with feeling like, man, how do I do this all well? How do I prioritize correctly? And how do I not feel like a failure here in my own home?
Hmm. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
I hope you've got some answers because I'm still wrestling through it.
Holly Starr on MyBridge Radio, God is. Thanks for joining Stan and me on your Thursday morning. On the Morning Conversation today, we are visiting with Merrily Bradley from Lincoln.
Okay, Merrily, so we're talking this morning about balance and specifically in the different seasons of life, and you're feeling the need and you're hearing peers around you feeling that need of balance. Okay, so my question right off the bat, I guess to lay some groundwork is, what are we even talking about when you talk about balance? And that's kind of the felt need. What does that even look like? What do you mean by balance?
I feel like there's a lot of loud needs around moms. There are a lot of kids that have needs. Your church has needs. Your spouse has needs. You know that you personally have needs. And trying to make that all work out in a way that is the most God-honoring is a tough thing to figure out. There are not 10 commandments spelled out specifically of who needs to come first and, you know, what to do when these things are in conflict or when you're feeling exhausted. So I think that is a huge issue of discernment for moms to try and figure out every day from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, how to achieve that kind of balance that keeps a healthy family running.
You know, it's interesting, Merrily, because as I hear you talk, I like all the things that you're saying from the standpoint of saying, yeah, that's very accurate. That's very healthy processing. When you use words like priorities and healthy, but, you know, the word balance, I'm wondering if we need to chuck the word balance, quite frankly, because really, you know, seriously, because I think whether we are conscious of it or not, when we think balance, like that this weighs about the same as this, that we're keeping it in a constant tension and everything's staying equal.
Right.
Which that's to say that that's possible. And I don't think it's possible. You know,
not
like we can balance in that sense all the aspects of our lives. As a matter of fact, here was my remembrance. I mean, I'm thinking back to the days when I was playing Nebraska football, and I'm pretty sure my life was not in balance. And I'm pretty sure that my coaches would have never allowed my life to be in balance if I was going to make the team. I mean, that was a season of life where I had a huge priority in the sport that I was playing and the demands on that sport. I needed to be healthy in the midst of that. You know, I needed to still have my time with the Lord, and that needed to be a high value. I needed to get my grades, you know. I needed some downtime, some relationship time, whatever. But I was out of balance And so I'm wondering if that would be a better way of thinking about it, of just realizing, you know what, life pretty much is lived out of balance. Mm-hmm. In different seasons, we have different priorities that are weighted, but we have to stay healthy and we have to kind of understand priorities in the midst of that.
Right.
We'll continue our conversation about balance with our guest, Marilee Bradley, in just about 20 minutes, so please stay tuned. That is Danny Gokey on MyBridge Radio. Hope in front of me. Thanks for joining Stan and me on this final day of July. We invited Marilee Bradley to join us in the morning conversation today to talk about balance.
So, Marilee, a few moments ago, I was kind of venting my spleen a little bit, talking about balance and whether that's a good word. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about that. What do you think about my thoughts of chucking the word balance from the conversation in our psyche?
I think that would be healthy. I think that would be freeing to think that I'm not trying to put everything on a scale and make sure that everything is measuring up and everything is equal, because the reality is it just can't be. So I feel like I'm setting myself up for failure every day when I'm looking to achieve this kind of mythical balance.
Yeah. So I like words like you were using earlier this morning. I like words like priorities.
Right.
That's a good word. Healthy. Those would be probably my top two words.
So how do we find these priorities? I feel like I'm struggling with the fact that my children have needs and I'm needed at home, but the reality is that sometimes that is not the most rewarding thing I do in a day. If a grown-up asks me to do something and I know they're going to pay me or they're going to thank me or I'm going to be appreciated, that can be so tempting to say, you know, kids, let's put a movie in. You hang out here for a while. Mommy wants to do something that's rewarding, and it's so hard to reorient yourself around right priorities and God's priorities during this season.
You said something there that's very, very good, and I think it is a key in it. You said God's priority.
Right.
Because here's the deal. And I remember this wise man years and years and years ago sitting down with me, and he just was laying out the dynamics of my life at the time and said, Stan, think about this. Your wife would want 24/7 of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids would want 24/7 of your lives. Your boss would want 24/7 of your life. You can't meet everyone's desires and demands for your life because they're not reasonable.
Right.
You know?
No, I agree. I think it can't be about the desires of others, but others are also really loud. Especially the kind that are here all day and crying. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's hard to figure out, okay, well, if this is what I'm being asked to do by my church, you know, if we're being asked to host something, or you know, I'm feeling pressure, I need to take a meal here or there, but I'm realizing like things are getting out of control in my home because I'm just not here, not available to my kids. It is really hard to say no to those voices. It's really hard to say no to the requests of others.
Mm. So let's come back in a few moments and let's talk about that. How do you handle the pressure from those outside of you wanting
that
more?
That is Oceans by Hillsong United on MyBridge Radio. Gordon and Stan with you this morning. And joining us on the conversation today is Marilee Bradley. Now, Marilee is active in her church, is involved in championing foster care, volunteers with MyBridge Radio, and is a mother to four young ones, one foster girl, and is expecting. Well, she can relate well to the busy lives that many of us lead today, and so we're talking to her today about balance.
Okay, Marilee, a few moments ago, you brought up a good point, a good question of, okay, it's a one thing to say, hey, it's not about the desires of others. It's another thing to be fielding those desires and managing and trying to deflect and trying to create boundaries and whatever so that you don't become victim of other people's desires. So how do we do that?
I think of the story of Susanna Wesley, who had, eight kids? And when she wanted to have her quiet time, she would sit in a chair and put her apron over her head. Little note to everyone, I'm here reading my Bible, I need a little break. And I thought, man, how do I figure that out? How do I get to a point that my kids understand that I need to be prioritizing my time with the Lord? Or how do I get to a point that my community understands that I've got a lot of little kids that need me at home and I may not be available?
Yeah. As I think about really trying to fight for proper priorities, the one that you just talked about, if you could only fight for one in a sense, that would be the one to fight for, which is your relationship with the Lord. Because here's the deal. If you think about pressure from the outside, and how do you keep pressure from the outside from causing you to implode? It's the pressure on the inside, right? It's what's on the inside that keeps that from happening. So your relationship with Jesus is so critical. When you start talking about how do I manage the expectations and the pressure I feel from the outside, it's by making sure that which is in you is greater than that which is outside pressing in. And so in your relationship with the Lord, it provides perspective. He provides peace. He provides patience, love and encouragement and wisdom. I mean, so when you start thinking about navigating life and the complexity of life and the demands of life, man, the one place you can't negotiate, but too often it's the area that we do negotiate, is our time with the Lord.
Yeah, I know. I've been standing at the sink doing dishes before and just thought of the words of Jesus saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I've just cried thinking how I desperately need rest in this season. I mean, real, literal, physical rest. Along with, spiritual peace and rest, and how easy it is to lose that priority in the light of all the loud voices around
me. LifeBridge Radio, that's Matt Maher, Lord, I Need You. Thanks for joining Stan and me this morning. And on The Morning Conversation today, we're talking about priorities in our lives in the midst of all of the demands that can come at us from family, church, community, work, and other places. And joining us on The Conversation today to talk about that is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln.
So Marilee, we were talking this morning about the first priority, which is our relationship with the Lord. Now, here's the thing that's so interesting is we started talking about that a few moments ago. I just felt and just realized that in the midst of being the most important and the most helpful, it also can be a source of pressure itself.
Right.
If we come to our relationship with the Lord with an expectation and a performance mentality, then it can end up being something that we feel guilty of because it doesn't look like it did when we had less priorities and less demands on our lives.
Oh, you are absolutely right. I don't know how many days I've come to the end and felt this sense of pressure or the weight of guilt and feeling like, man, I did not sit down and have a structured 15 minutes where nobody interrupted me and I journaled and I had the Bible out and having to learn, okay, sometimes it looks differently than that. Sometimes it's me and the kids reading the Jesus Storybook Bible together and I'm getting out of it too because I know that this is the real stuff.
I think that's the key right there, Marilee. As I've processed this over the years for myself and others, as I've walked with others in life, I think the key is, or at least a big key, is being okay with how my time with God looks changing, being different, early in my Christian life, I was in college. I had demands, but life was a lot more simple. I could spend an hour, 2 hours sometimes, just me and God and reading and journaling and worshiping and then kids come and jobs come and aging parents come for me and all kinds of things happen. And it doesn't look the same way anymore, but it doesn't mean that my intimacy with Christ is any different. Or has to be different. It just means it's going to take on a different look.
Right. We've found that sometimes our devotional time consists of Adventures and Odyssey in the car. That's been great for us. There's a Bible story and there's an application and, we're getting moved by that. Or for us too, it's been a lot of listening to MyBridge and hearing those songs and connecting with them and being reminded of what's real in this life in the midst of whatever craziness is also going on in the house.
Yeah, so much of it is learning to walk with God throughout the day, experience His presence, gain His peace and perspective and wisdom along the way, and cultivate those moments where God shows Himself and you just draw close to Him in those moments.
Francesca Battistelli on MyBridge Radio. He knows my name. Gordon and Stan with you on this 31st of July. A number of you listening this morning can probably relate to our guest, Marilee Bradley, as we've been talking about the various pressures and demands that can come at us in life and how to manage those healthily and with the right priority. As a mom of four small children, foster mom, wife, and involved in church, community, and a number of other things, Marilee is here to talk with us this morning about the daily need for prioritizing well.
So, Marilee, I'm wondering this today as we're talking about this whole area of the complexity of life and priorities and in the midst of all the demands that come at us, are there ways that maybe we contribute to the chaos, that we could make a different choice and things would at least be helped?
Yes, this has been heavy on my heart as I've thought through just what I feel as stress and pressure, is realizing that a lot of it comes from my own ego, from my desire to be seen as the mom that can do it all. And so I say yes to things I shouldn't say yes to. You know, I make my kids or my husband lower on my priorities because I want to be seen as somebody that can handle everything else that's going on outside of my home. But it's so hard to turn down your ego. It's so hard to say no to things that seem like they'd be more rewarding or gratifying.
How have you kind of gotten on top of that whole dynamic of, hey, let's make sure that I'm not shooting myself in the foot in terms of busyness and the complexity of life?
I'm thankful for a spouse who is good at putting the brakes on sometimes my big ideas of what I can handle. And he's had to help me understand that we will not always be in this season. And I think that's where I get lost, is I feel like, well, we have to do all of the things now and not realize that, no, we're in a really demanding, intensive time of life with our kids. There are a lot of little ones, and they need a lot from us, but there'll be a time when they're bigger and older, and they'll be able to be a part of our ministry, instead of feeling like, well, we can't do everything because of them right now.
So as I listen to that, Marilee, it could be a spouse, but it could be a girlfriend or a guy friend, or it could be a mentor, or it could be your parents even.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I was talking to my mom the other day, and my parents raised 5 kids, and she was saying to me, you know, nobody is going to be able to set your boundaries but you. It was really helpful for me to hear that from someone who had been there.
Right. The principle I'm pulling out of what you're saying, Marilee, is one thing that's helpful in processing life well so we don't add to our own chaos is to be open to the input of others who can see our lives as well, that are present in our lives, can see our lives, and can speak objectively and give us some perspective to think about.
MyBridge Radio, that's Unspoken, Start a Fire. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me this morning. Marilee Bradley is joining us on the Morning Conversation today.
Marilee, as we're talking about priorities this morning, there's the obvious ones, and they're still important, and we still got to fight for them. Our time with our Savior, our spouses, our kids, our jobs even. That's big priority because we've got to feed our family. But there's this whole community, our church family, the community around us, that absolutely is a God-honoring thing to be involved with, and there's definitely requests that come our way.
That's something I've been wrestling through recently. Our pastor was doing a great sermon series on being involved in our community as a whole, not just in our church community, but the broader community. And I seriously left every Sunday feeling like such a failure because I thought we should be doing more. Brian would have to talk me down every week on the way home that, you know, we are doing a lot. You know, we're at capacity here where there's not much more we can do. And this is where I think I've had to have a perspective adjustment. And we have chosen to be involved in foster care, which can be extremely demanding at times. Sometimes it's lower maintenance, but sometimes it is really tough. And for me to look at my family, and instead of feeling guilty that I'm not doing more, to realize that we are invested pretty heavily in this kind of a family ministry. It's a daily ministry. So it's been good for me to realize that we are in a really intense season right now, and our church body, instead of me feeling guilty that I'm not doing enough, I've been able to see our church body step up and say, we want to help. We want to be a part of what's going on in your family.
Our conversation with Marilee is going to be continuing in just a few moments, so please stick around. Right now it's In Christ Alone by 80 and Jeff Moore. MyBridge Radio, those are the Newsboys, Live with Abandon. Thanks for joining Stan and me this morning. Our guest on the Morning Conversation today is Marilee Bradley. We're having a conversation with her about setting healthy priorities.
Marilee, as I think about many in the MyBridge Radio family listening this morning, relating to what we're talking about, I would love just to end our time with you, just with you praying for them. Again, you're in the midst of it. You understand it. You feel it. You live it every day. So I think it would be very appropriate if you would just offer a prayer up to those in that same season.
God, we are so thankful for the blessing of a busy life in some ways, of family that needs us, and of jobs and of church community. It's such a great thing to be needed, to be involved, to have those people that want us in their lives. But it can also be so hard to figure out those right priorities. And we're thankful that you are present, and we're thankful that you offer peace and rest to us in the midst of all that struggling. God, I pray especially this morning for the mom who feels like she's failing today. that she feels like she has not prioritized correctly, whatever that may be, that you would give her peace and that you would help prod her into good and right priorities that honor you. We thank you, God, that you are here and that you love us and that these things matter to you, that you've given us these lives and these bodies to use for your honor. We ask that you would help give us wisdom on the ways to do that best.
Marilee, thank you so much for that. And again, as always, a huge blessing to have you and just hearing from your heart this morning on MyBridge Radio. Again, thanks for taking the time to share with us today.
Thanks so much, guys.